Welcome to Happy Hour with lawyer and TV personality Jonna Spilbor and author and inspirational speaker Carol Pesci. Happy Hour comes your way every Sunday morning at this time with life advice, real conversations, and awesome interviews with self-help heavy hitters, best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Would you like to maybe live better, stress less, and laugh more? Then you've come to the right place. The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or Hamel Broadcasting.
Good morning, all, and welcome to Happy Hour here. shut up, both of you. And welcome to Happy Hour here with Jonna Spilbor and Carol Pesci on our special broadcast from hell this morning. Hi, I'm the devil's spokesperson, Frankenberry. How are you?
Who are you?
I didn't know our new co-host was Kathleen Turner. That's real interesting, folks.
Or who was the character from Night Court, the one who was always smoking like 120 cigarettes? Oh, no, Bull, we're not going to do that today. No, Bull.
Oh, my God.
What the heck happened to your voice?
As if your voice can get any deeper. What the heck?
Well, you know, the funny thing is I discovered this. It's better today, believe it or not. But yesterday I hadn't done any talking. I get up in the morning times. I just kind of give Cricket a pat. I go over, I whisper hello to Bella, and I get my day started. I don't really speak until I ask my phone what the forecast is going to be. So I open my mouth, I ask my phone what the forecast is going to be, and I scare the hell out of myself. I don't know where the voice came from, and it was worse than this. I mean, like, I was a troll under the bridge in a grim fairy tale. All right. I mean, nobody's crossing this bridge with me underneath it. I can tell you that right now. And the funny part is, and the funny thing I thought of was, I was just waiting for the Google lady, when she did give me the forecast, to sound scared and give me the forecast in hell, you know, and then at the very end say, you know, it's going to be, you know, raining molten lava. It's going to be 3 million flesh burning degrees. And also there's going to be, you know, rivers of flame. Sir.
No, she wouldn't call you sir. She'd be like, thank you, Lucifer.
Yeah, exactly.
Frankenberry, do you feel sick, or you just woke
no,
up without
no,
voice?
I don't feel sick. No, I just,
oh, that's
I mean,
good.
Yeah, I mean, it also helps, and it's always a psychological thing, and I'm sure a lot of people out there feel the same way. I actually have just a regular doctor's appointment coming up on the 30th. So in some regards, like in the back of my head, I know I'm kind of covered, you know, as opposed to worrying about, oh, my God, am I getting sick? And then before you know it, you're actually a little bit sicker. And then psychologically, before you know it, you're Jonna Spilbor, and you're on your deathbed, and you've got... You know, and you've got some sort of, you know, syndrome that only Jonna Spilbor can have.
When the pimple becomes a brain tumor.
It's like Jonna, and it's one person in the outback in Australia. You know, that's it.
You guys are gonna feel like real stupid here in a minute.
You're gonna
feel real stupid and guilty in a minute when I tell you about my near-death experience.
Oh, there you go.
Go ahead. Keep making fun.
And Carol,
friend.
That is, you're gonna feel real stupid, which is S-T-O-O-P-I-T.
P-I-T, right.
Yes.
And Frankenberry, yes. I mean, look, you just had your moment of fame. She let you get the attention for maybe 3-4 minutes.
I know.
And she's taking it right back.
That's, hey, it's understood. It's quite all right, man.
Okay.
Your little voice thing.
That's right. Friends
silly
of
little,
four.
Silly little voice thing. Oh, excuse us. You got a silly little laryngitis. Whoop-dee.
I can't wait to hear what's going to kill you this week. Go ahead.
My pillow's ready. I'm good.
Well, like I said, you're going to feel real stupid in a minute because...
That's M-I-N-I-T, in a minute.
In a minute. Because while you were busy getting a little bit of a scratchy throat, I happen to have had our annual Jonna Spilbor Law office Christmas party last Friday.
Oh, well, that's right. You were telling us about you were possibly going to play some new game that you bought. And then as we talked about it, we realized that was a really awful idea.
That it was a bad idea. So I did gift that game. I also, in advance of the party, I wanted to buy some festive attire. So I bought this cheap pair of like Christmassy pants. I thought they were real pants, but they turned out to be like pajama thin that I spent $14 on, had to have them hemmed, spent $15 on the hem for these Christmas PJs that I'm never going to wear again. But before the festivities began, I had some extra little lawn Christmas lights that I had been meaning to put out around the Jonna Spilborg Law sign in the front of the yard of my office, which incidentally, people, is located on the corner of Main and Jackson Street in the heart of Fishkill. I like to call it Food Avenue because there's just wonderful restaurants all around. So I said, you know what? I got a little time to kill before the party. Let me go put these lights in the lawn.
In my 4-inch heels and Christmas leggings.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
So I'm dressed in my Christmas leggings and my 4-inch heels. And I go out there and I get mad because underneath the sign where I wanted to put these lights were the dead version of the, what are they called? I guess they would have been mums that had been planted in the fall. And they looked beautiful when they were alive. But now they were all dead and they're under the sign. And we have these floodlights that light up the sign. And I'm like, where is my freaking landscaper? These should have been cut back or whatever. I don't think they regrow. I don't know if they're annual. But anyway, they look like crap. So now I don't have any tools here for that kind of thing. So now I march inside and I go get a scissors and I start giving these dead.
I thought you were going to say a spoon and start digging them up with a spoon.
That would have been next. I start giving them a haircut with a regular piece of scissors just so they're not so wild.
That Why was I not driving by at that moment?
Exactly.
Oh, trust me. Plenty of other people were. So I take the scissors and I'm giving them a haircut and I'm grumbling and grumbling and it's not going well and it's cold and my pants and the heels and the blot and there's snow. And so I finally get done with just a crappy job of doing that. And I'm about to put the stakes into the ground because it's soft there because it's just mulch. When I plug them in, when I notice that I missed like a spot. Now, if anybody is familiar with this intersection in Fishkill, Main Street in Fishkill is a very busy road. Mm-hmm. And this intersection is a very busy intersection. So people were seeing me do this, but you know, and my nose is running and I got my glasses and it's just like a bet, but I'm like, I only have the time. So I noticed that I missed like a big chunk of this dead plant. So now instead of squatting down to trim it, I just bend over to give it a quick snip. That's the last thing I'm going to do before I go back inside. And I bend over to give it a quick snip and I give it the snip when I do not realize that having bent over, my head was now directly beneath my metal sign. Uh-oh. And as I come up from the bendy shape, I smack the back of my head on my own law firm sign in front of 40,000 cars at 11 a.m. on a Friday morning. Now,
wait, question.
Yes, Carol, question. Carol in the front.
Okay. Can you as a person sue your own law firm?
I thought about it because I wouldn't mind a few extra bucks. I have my crack personal injury team working on that as we speak. But let me sidebar for a minute because you guys might recall another story, which I'm going to bring in to this one. Do you guys remember I told a story years ago about being a young attorney in San Diego and I was like on a date. I was at the beach and I'm either on a date or trying to impress one of the assistant U.S. attorneys with whom I worked. And I'm in my bikini, you know, I'm 20 something in my bikini. We're all at the beach and I start strutting my stuff over to this assistant.
Yes, I remember this one.
When all of a sudden underneath the sand, somebody had buried hot hibachi coals. And I step on them. But because I'm trying to impress this dude, I acted like my foot was not on fire and just kept strutting my stuff.
Yes, I remember.
Yes, I remember that. And
that, pain threshold.
And this wasn't something that you did in a cult either.
No, that pain threshold served me well because when I picked my body up and smacked the back of my head, probably precisely where people who die in ski accidents smack the back of their head. When I did that, And it was like bells going off in my brain. Because I knew that I was on this busy intersection, I was able to cull all my strength and just walk away like, oh, a little tiny ding on my head. It ain't nothing. I managed to walk in a straight line back into my office. Collapsing on the floor, checking for blood. Do I need stitches? Is someone going to have to take me to the emergency room? I had a knot on the back of my head, you guys, the size of, without exaggeration, the size of a pickle. A pickle.
A gherkin? Or a kosher dill?
A kosher dill.
That's a big pickle. And you know, Jonna, and for everybody out there, you know, that has like, you know, a fantasy lawyer team, well, you're in concussion protocol right now, so they got to put your ass on the bench. You know, they got to take another lawyer off the bench to replace you for the week.
Yep.
I'm happy to report I did not pass out, although I did have to Google. I'm like, okay, can I take an Advil if I'm recently concussed? And the things you're not supposed to do, you can't take Advil and you're not supposed to drink alcohol. But this is 15 minutes before our annual office Christmas party. So
that
I'm
ain't going to happen.
If I'm going to die, I'm going to die happy.
And you know what, Carol, all I can see is Jonna finally makes her way inside, right? And the dramatic Jonna finds the first person and she collapses into their arms. Yeah. And that one person says, but Jonna, you have struck your head. You cannot fall asleep. Jonna, stay with me. Jonna, please stay awake.
That pretty much is how it went.
Oh, okay.
And I did stay awake. I stayed awake for 72 hours to make sure that I wasn't going to die. No,
good
I didn't. I was, but I got to tell you something. That lump on my head, took a couple days to go down.
You know what saved you?
My hair extensions.
Oh.
No.
Vanity paid off. Exactly what I was going to say. A little extra cushion saved your life.
It saved me. But you would not believe how bad, like, I don't know what force I could have come up with. I was just bending over and then came up normally. It's not like, you know, the same force as falling off a ladder and banging your head. But
you were hurrying and you were moving quickly. It was cold. You were not dressed for it. You were, and boom.
Boom. Boom.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I know. I can't believe it. So Frankenberry, take your little case of laryngitis. And stick it, because that ain't nothing compared to my concussion.
That's right. Yeah. No, me being less of a voice and sounding like the devil does not compare to you being concussed. No, you are absolutely right.
Picklehead. Oh,
but now I got to check the waiver wire for another lawyer, for God's sake.
So that's how I almost died before our 2025 annual office Christmas party.
You know that somewhat popular Christmas tree ornament is a pickle.
Yes.
Do you have one?
I do not have one.
No.
That is a very it's a not a hide the pickle, because that sounds dirty, but it is.
Well, it's kind of what you do. So that's what we do in our house. I think it was originally a German thing.
Yes.
So whoever finds the pickle ornament on the tree gets surprised.
Well, and in our house, there are catnip-filled pickles.
What are you, crazy? You invite your cats to terrorize your tree? Like they need help?
No. Just actual stuffed pickles that have catnip in them.
Yes.
On the floor.
On the floor, Carol.
Oh, I thought you put them on the tree.
That they can bat around and they can roll around on. Yes. Even Cricket, the blind cat, she'll come across the pickle that's downstairs and she finds that and she's like, I'm gonna roll around down this for a while.
Okay.
And since she's blind, her senses of smell and taste are probably heightened.
Exactly.
Yes. They love the nip. So, you know, Frankenberry, I don't want to jinx this, because you are feeling good with your little case of laryngitis.
Yes.
But there is a little something going around, and one of the symptoms of that little something is that what you got. I'm just saying.
Oh, Jonna, wrong with you?
Well, I'm just saying, a lot of people are getting the same thing.
Don't put that in his head.
I know, and Carol, actually, to tell you the truth, that does not bother me.
Okay,
because,
good.
You know, only because the way the world works, that is the next step to any conversation like this, is somebody somewhere is going to say, you know, it's going around. And you just expect that. That is par for the course. And then you just let that slide because you know it has to be said. It might even be a law. Johnny, you might want to check into that.
I think I should check into that.
You should. Yeah. Anytime, especially in the winter, that somebody talks about any kind of symptom they may have for feeling a little bit ill, somebody has to chime in somewhere. You know that's going around.
Well, you want to know what's even more pathetic, Frankenberry? Want to know what's more pathetic?
Of course we do.
Besides me?
No. Besides saying that there's something going around, is that...
Which you did.
No, which I did. Is that none of us in the room thought for a second that you actually did stay out past your bedtime. And that's why... You have a dirty stay out voice. None of us assumed that. That would be like the earth spinning backwards.
No, he would have dirty stay in voice. He stays up all night. He does that, but he doesn't go out and do it.
That's dirty stay in voice.
That's right. And just in case you're curious, my two good friends, John and Carol, know that I was not out with a woman or anybody else. That's right. Oh, we love our Frankenberry. He was just inside with his cat. He's really dull and pathetic. We love him.
You went out to the club. You met your friends at 11:30, 12.
Noon. At noon, we meet noon.
That's right, for lunch.
God, I don't know how people do it. I remember when I soon after left my ex and some girlfriends were like, come on, let's go out. We'll go out dancing or something. I'm like, all right, cool. All right, we'll meet at my house at 11:30. I'm like, oh, what?
Yep.
I'm going to be out, dance, back home in bed by 11:30. You want me to meet you at 11:30? Are you off your rocker?
That used to happen.
That's right. Oh. That's what Jonna was talking about a few weeks ago when she was talking about, you know, the old days when, you know, that's when things started.
Yes.
That was crazy. And then we were at the diner at 4:30 in the morning,
Denny's.
Eating breakfast like truck drivers,
Denny's.
Never gaining an ounce.
French fries and gravy at Denny's.
French fries and gravy, yep.
The old Super Bird platter.
Man. But we should, I don't think we appreciated that as much as we should have, knowing that now, you know, fast forward to French fries and gravy, you're going to be wearing it on your hips, and that 11:30 was going to be way past your bedtime at some point.
And you inevitably would see people across the diner that you knew.
Oh, gosh.
Doing the same thing.
Yeah. And you were all drunk. Like, and how you got there remained a mystery because nobody, that wasn't a big thing back then, which is crazy.
It is crazy.
Oh, without a doubt.
Not proud of it, but that's just how it was.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it was.
I'm not being proud of it.
But it's so funny because I have a Christmas party, somebody else's Christmas party to go to in the city. And this is disgusting. So I'm going to take the train there because it's very close to the train station and take the train back. And I'm plotting my train home. And the train home that I've selected to leave this party is at 8 p.m. And then I'm like, all right, I'll be in bed by 10. Perfect.
There you go. I'm with you. Hey, I'm with you. Old dude here. He's with you.
And it just snuck up. It's like growing up, becoming, you know, going from your 20s into your uh-uhs is like the frog in the pot theory. Like you don't feel it coming. You don't see it coming. You don't wake up one day at like 42 and go, yeah, my new bedtime's 9:30. It just creeps up on you and creeps up on you until it feels real good. And you're like, don't even care now. You don't even make excuses. You're like, yeah, no.
Well, now I actually get stressed out at like 9:45.
If you're not in bed?
Yeah, seriously. I'm like, dude, you're getting up at 8. Right now, you're only giving yourself 10 possible hours.
You know who else
you've only got 15 minutes to do it.
You know who else is an early bird?
Who?
Our good friend Jeannie Kelly. I don't know if you've ever noticed. It's like you text her after 8 o'clock, and sometimes you'll text the both of us. I'm like, you ain't going to hear from her till tomorrow. She's in bed. and I'm not even making fun of her.
No. I probably annoy the two of you when I'm texting at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, no.
Isn't everybody up?
Now, I will say that I know you two are up when those texts are happening. I can tell you right now that I ain't.
And so sometimes when Jonna texts early like that to the two of us, I'm up, but I'm trying to respect Frankenberry's slumber. So it's like, I'm not going to reply.
And it's not crazy slumber. It's just my schedule. I don't get up till, I get up at 8. That's my regular time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. My regular time during the week is 8 o'clock.
I wish.
Wow. That's like, that would be vacation for me. I haven't slept in until 8 o'clock. Seriously. I can't. Decades.
Well, it's the joy of me not owning my own business.
Yeah, that is joyful. I don't know what that feels like. It's so weird. Cause now, like, I mean, I've never woken up when the sun has been out. I'm always up way before that. Way before that, but that's okay. So, we're all getting ready for the holiday, and maybe I will, Frankenberry. Maybe by the time we come back in a couple of weeks, I will be able to report that I slept in until 7:30 a.m.
You know what? All you got to do is tell me one of those, and I'll be most pleased for you.
A present to myself.
All right, so stick around. Some of you may think this is woo-woo. Jonna knows a lot more about it than any of us. But coming up in the next segment, we are going to talk to certified. I don't really know that you can become certified. But someone who is a numerologist. And so we're going to find out what numerology is all about and why it matters. Like how we would apply that to our lives. So coming up after the break, we're going to talk about that.
All right, that sounds good. How we would apply it to our lives, and obviously how we would apply it to the number 2026.
Yes.
It's not a Spillboard. It is Carol Pesci, and it is, I don't know, the devil's handmaiden or something. All right, we'll be right back.
Sunday mornings with 92.9 WBPM means you'll laugh more and stress less. Now here's more Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
All right, and welcome back, everyone, to Happy Hour here. It's Jonna Spillboard. It's Carol Pesci. It's this guy who should really stop talking. And it's time now to talk numerology with our guest today, Joy Woodward.
Yes. So this was actually Jonna's idea because she was briefly mentioning in a recent show of ours that if you add up 2025, it comes to 9. Mm-hmm. And if you add up 2026, it comes to 1. It means new beginnings. She's like, wouldn't it be fun to have a numerologist come on the show? So we have very excited to talk with today, Joy Woodward. She's an internationally acclaimed numerologist, reader, healer, and the founder of Joy of Numerology. She's the author of the best-selling book, A Beginner's Guide to Numerology, with over 15 years of experience. She's been featured in Women's Health, Daily OM, Well and Good, and she brings a fresh and modern perspective to numerology. So we are going to find out, for those of you not familiar, what is numerology, why it matters, and then we might have a little fun and get a little bit of a numerology reading from Joy as we go through the interview. So Joy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. What a fabulous introduction. I'm humbled.
Well, we would love if we could start, I always love the backstory. So if you could just take a minute to, how did you get into numerology?
Well, I find most numerologists get into numerology by accident. It's divinely guided. I was a corporate climber. I was high on the corporate ladder, but deep in the spiritual closet, sort of successful, but unfulfilled. And I was pretty fierce when I was in corporate. I've got some one energy in my chart, which can be kind of aggressive. And Carol has a one life path, so you know about that. And Jonna has a one soul number, one personality. So that can be really ambitious and really about taking action and moving forward. But I had a numerology reading. And I was astonished at the accuracy. It blew my mind. I felt seen. And you know, she was able to explain things to me like, oh, this is why you have trouble with authority figures. And I was like, yeah, copy on that one. So, you know, it really was revealing. And I left that reading and I went immediately to the bookstore and because that's what we used to do to get books. And
You went to a bookstore.
Frankenberry loves
bookstore that has books.
Yeah, and I bought a couple books on numerology, and just I couldn't stop. And there's a Greek word called amanesis, and it's about a remembering. So I didn't feel like I was really learning anything. I was remembering something my soul knew.
Wow.
So for sure,
Wow.
there's been numerology for me in past lives.
Well,
But
and you're answering, I think, a key question before it's even asked, like why it matters, why we want to understand numerology, because it helps us understand ourselves, and who doesn't want that?
self-awareness is, if I could gift everyone in the world something, it would be self-awareness. Because when you know how people are perceiving you or how you're being received, you can have emotional maturity, and you can't have healthy relationships without emotional maturity. But it starts with self-awareness, and numerology is brilliant at uncovering it.
So, Joy, for people tuning in who are not familiar with what numerology is, can you give us the 101, the basics? What is it?
So I describe it as where sacred science meets the metaphysical magic. And for a skeptic, it's actually a great entry point into metaphysics, because there's addition and there's formulas. And so there's something that you can track and make sense of. I personally was a very challenged math student. A lot of people have math trauma. You really only need to be able to add 1 to 9 occasionally, an 11 or a 22, but the math is not difficult.
So that worked
Yes. But you get different formulas. They reveal different numbers, and you always want to look at the placement and then read the number. So you've got your life path number, which is really directional. Your destiny number comes from all the letters in your original birth certificate name. Life path comes from your full birth date. And then it reveals your soul number and your personality. And so those numbers, your soul number reveals a lot about how you are in heart-centered relationships. So family, romance. Your personality number is really sort of a first impression you're making. It's how people receive you. And then the real magic is reading them in combination, because a lot of times there's contradictions. And this is where people surprise you, or where you're like, that doesn't even make sense. What motivated that? But when your numbers are, it's almost like your head wants something different than your heart. And that can cause problems in relationships if you're not aware of it or understand what's motivating your decisions or actions.
Can I ask something? Because one of the reasons why I thought this topic was so important, especially this year, is that when I tune into the Instagram or the Facebook, and there are numerologists on there who talk about 2025 being, for lack of a better word, like just a really crappy year. And the way they describe it is, sometimes a 9 year, which when you add up 2025, they say it's a 9 year, is all about ending. So it's kind of, if misery loves company, what they were saying is like, look, if you're going through a tough time, it's because 2025 is a 9 year, but don't fret because 2026 is a 1 year, and that's going to open up new beginnings. And my question to you is, number one, no pun intended, is that accurate? And number two, when the years add up to certain numbers, which affect us metaphysically, is there a way to, for lack of a better word, fight it? Like, could we have gone through this 9 year and not have it be totally uncomfortable?
This was one of the best years of my life. Like, it's been great. I've
Wow.
been writing my new book. I got a book deal. Like, for me, it's been good. What you want to look at is your personal year. So the 9 energy is what impacts the collective. And I mean, it's kind of a dark example, but it's so good. All the lockdowns and COVID stuff happened under a four rules, the medical system. And so that was what we were experiencing on the collective.
Wow.
Four energy rules, big government, you know, politics, the medical system, and everybody on the planet had to deal with that.
Wow.
And so the nine energy is what's affecting the collective. Now, there will be people in a personal 9 year. If your birth date and month, that gives you your attitude number. That's how people find their personal year. You will also be in a nine if that adds up to nine. But you always want to look at your personal year number. So for Carol, you were in a 7 year this year, and that's sort of a little more reclusive. It's about self-care. It deals with legal issues or insurance settlements. Things like that can come up, contracts. But, you know, 7 year is sort of a little bit quieter. For Jonna, it's been a 2 year, or sorry, a 2 year. And that is about partnerships and patience. And it's sort of, you know, you're kind of nurturing the seeds you would have planted in your 1 year, which would have been 2024. Those cycles will always impact you far greater than the collective energy. The collective energy, which would have been the nine this year, is found in, like I said, politics, government, the news, you know, big things that are happening. That's where you see it. And so the nine is sort of, I feel like we're at, there are endings that are coming for the collective. With currency, things are going to be changing. With AI, we're entering a whole new nine cycle in 2026 with how that will be impacting people and implemented. But I have to just say a little note on social media. TikTok, and it's the bane of my existence. The misinformation, you know, and now anyone can put out anything, and there's no guardrails. No one's vetting what you say to be true or not. And so I really caution people, just Google who you're getting your advice from. Are they even a numerologist? There's a lot of, you know, sort of self-proclaimed spiritual gurus who write their AI books and self-publish, but they're not accurate. They're plagiarized. They're, you know, written by AI. So just Google who you're getting your information from. Do you feel like, you know, whether it's astrology or numerology, human design, just see where their expertise lives.
Well, and Joy, so on that note, your book, A Beginner's Guide to Numerology, on Amazon has 2,600 reviews. You got 4.7 stars. So I'd say you're a reliable source if somebody wants to pick up your book or follow you on social media. So let me ask you, we gave you some information on both Jonna and myself prior to today's interview. That's how you know kind of some of our numbers. Does your book help people identify what their numbers are in those different areas in their lives?
Absolutely. You can go to read that book and it will take you step by step to figuring out your own profile. And it will tell you what it means. It's a true beginner's guide. My next book is going way deeper. But that one is a great entry point. And you will find you are doing all your family, all your friends, all your Tinder dates, everything that comes up. You'll want everybody's birthday.
So Joy, we can use either of the books, but we can use numerology to help us, how do we navigate through it? So let's say I'm coming into a 1 year, just hypothetically.
Yeah.
How do we use the numerology to get from where we are to where we want to be? Like, in a sense, isn't it just going to happen to us and we got to just, you know, tread water? Or how do we use it?
Yeah, so retrospectively, if you go back and look at where your personal years are, you'll find you got married in a 6 year, you had a baby, or in a 2 year, you lost a parent or also could have had a baby. So retrospectively, it still works. When you're aware of it is when you can actually use it to your advantage. So I'll tell you a quick little story of how I've personally used it. When I was looking for an agent, like a literary agent for my book, I was in a 1 year and September was a 1 month. So I had that beginning action, new start energy behind me. I signed with an agent in an 11-2 month. And, for every, I think it's something like 7,000 authors that one of them will get an agent, I sent out one letter, one contact. I picked
No.
my favorite off the list. She called me 4 days. I sent it at the new moon because I love doing things in a
No
1 month at the
way.
new moon. She phoned me. I signed with her in October, which is an 11-2, which is, a contract, things coming together. And, the following year, I was in a 2 year. I did my proposal. I got a book deal with HarperCollins. I'm now writing that book. It's going to be released in my 3 year, which is about expansion. But all of these things I could plan and put the energy behind. When I wrote my,
Wow.
yeah, it so keeps you downstream and in flow, which, life isn't meant to be hard. And, there's that kind of glorification of busy or the hustle, we don't need to do that. So if you can step into your numbers and follow them, take advantage of opportunities, know when to start, know when to take action, know when to promote yourself, it all can flow.
I
And
love
that's
that. You used that word twice in the last like minute about flow. And that's one of the best. So early in the interview to understand ourselves and our personalities, we all crave that. But then to answer Jonna's question, we can use our understanding of numerology to flow through our lives better, to leverage certain personal times or characteristics to ourselves, rather than not understanding and fighting against something that we could actually be using to our benefit instead of fighting against because we don't understand.
Yeah, and when you're in a personal nine cycle, things don't tend to get roots or grow. So if you're trying to launch a business or do anything like that, you're doing it under nine energy, it will require relaunching at some point or a complete reinvention if it's going to be successful. And I can give an example of that too. Before I was a numerologist, I accepted a job in my 9 year, moved across the country. I was really excited about the man I was going to be working with because I thought, he was brilliant and I was going to learn so much from him. And I was just at the beginning of my career. I end up moving, sign the lease, do all the things. He ended up quitting 3 months later.
Oh no.
And then I worked for a woman that all I learned from her was how to deal with toxic people. So
Oh
it
no.
was, right? But that, and then the calendar flipped. I was in my 1 year. I broke my lease. I bought my first property. I met my now husband. We've been together over, I think, 25 years. And so that 9 year job was a bridge. And so a lot of times things that happen under 9 year will get you to where you're going, but you can approach them with the energy that it's not going to be long term.
Wow.
And that goes for people you meet, places you visit. Like I said, I broke that lease. I quit that job. Like, everything worked out. I still live in that city I moved to. It's kind of crazy.
Joy, do you still do one-on-one readings for people?
I do. My calendar is a little busy at
I
the moment,
imagine.
but I think there's appointments after January 15th. Is where it really opens up. So,
That's got to be so fun. I mean, your book looks amazing, and it's in my cart right now. I will be buying it.
well, thank you.
But I think it would be also super cool, if somebody's at all interested to reach out to you and have a session where you can do the work for them.
Yeah, and if a session's out of reach, there are There are personal calendars available on my website that you just order by attitude number, and they give you your whole outline for the year and break it down right to the numerical day. And so, you know, on a 6 day, I'll get my hair cut. On, you know, on a 7 day, if I had to do something legal or deal with insurance, I would do that. Or it's also about self-care. So I'd get a massage. On an 8 day, I pay my bills. And eight, there's always total reversal. So if I have a customer service issue or something, I'll deal with that. You know, so there's, you know, you want date night, do it on a 2 or 6 day. You want to have a party, do it on a 3 or 5 day. So it's really nice to break down. But
and that's available on your website. What is it called?
It's just the numerology personal calendars. So you order them by your attitude number. I will send Carol and Jonna, I will send you your calendars.
Thank you.
You just live by that number. It so puts you in flow. And I always say flowing, not forcing. So it's, you know, if you knock on the door and it doesn't open, that's not your door. It's not your entrance.
Right. Quit pounding on it. Bust
then you have one energy that's just like, well, can I kick it in? And it's like, that's not flowing. Don't kick it in.
Joy, this is so fascinating. Time is going by quickly. We're wrapping up here with Joy Woodward. She is the author of A Beginner's Guide to Numerology. She's working on her second book, picked up by HarperCollins. So exciting. Please tell people your website. So if they wanted to get this personal calendar, if they wanted to book you for a private reading, buy your book, learn more about you, follow you, how do we do that?
Yeah. Best place is everything is under Joy of Numerology. So my website, joyofnumerology.com, Instagram, Facebook at Joy of Numerology. But if you sign up for my newsletter, I will not, you know, inundate you with emails. I don't have time. But there's a free moon calendar that you can download there, which helps you follow the moon. I always say new moons are for the beginning, full moons are for release. And if you just do those two things, that also is life changing. But yeah, there's, you know, there's some blogs and things there, and I will try to do more next year. Obviously this year I was writing a book, but
when is your book expected? Your next one expected to come out?
October 13th, 26.
Okay.
Of course, well, I numerically had to pick a day.
We will have you back.
Yeah, we'd love to have you back when that book comes out.
That would be absolutely phenomenal. Thank you.
Joy, thank you so much for taking the time to join us, for taking the time to put the love and care you did into your book that you've already published, and congratulations on your upcoming book. We appreciate that you took the time to talk with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yes, Joy, thank you very much. And for Jonna Spillmore, for Carol Pesci, and for Joy Woodward, I'm Frankenberry. And, just in case you're curious, you can hear it a little bit from my voice. My voice has improved today, so my number today is more like a 662. You know what I mean? Because it's getting better as compared to what it was yesterday. But we still got segment number 3 on the way. So please stick around for that.
Sunday mornings with 92.9 WBPM means you'll laugh more and stress less. Now here's more Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
Hello, everyone. One more time, and welcome back to Happy Hour here. It is Jonna Spillmore and Carol Pesci. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Lucifer.
Now, how the hell did I become like a deep voice followed immediately by nasally? How did you do that?
I don't know. It's a gift. I got a gift.
You do have a, yeah, you got to get, hey, anybody, she's got a gift. Yeah.
So I love
that. That was
stuff.
Fun. That was interesting.
Except it makes me feel stupid because like, I want to get it. I want it to like click and it doesn't yet. So I am going to get her first book. I'm going to start there. I'm going to get her first book. Numerology for Dummies, or it was something.
Beginner's Guide to Numerology. Jonna, it is on audio.
You're projecting on yourself again, Jonna. No,
maybe it's my head injury.
That's right. It's numerology for head. Beginners. Yes.
Yeah. No, she was great. I love this stuff.
I can't wait for us to get our personal calendars from her. That's going to be cool.
Yeah, me too. So yeah, she was very good. But this stuff, I mean, I know Frank and Barry, we didn't hear much from you during her interview because we know what you do. You go, you put your feet up.
We know what you do.
You grab a seltzer, you tune out because you're not into the woo-woo, but I totally believe in this stuff. I'm very zodiacal and horoscopial and numerological.
Well, you see, that's what I love about you, Jonna. I don't need to be into this stuff because all I have to do is wait for you to make up words.
Right. Okay? So, we drag you in.
Horoscopial. That's one of my new favorites. I'm actually going to write that one down later.
Yeah, you can use it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Next time I'm feeling all zodiacal, I'll use horoscopial.
And look, this is perfect because this is, I think, the last show for the year. We're going to come back in the new year, 2026. Everybody now has a chance to grab Joy's book, get up to speed so that you know how to live your life and how to make things work for you as soon as the clock strikes 12 on January 1st.
All right. Yep. Well, that you can do. And it makes all those resolutions a little bit easier to not have to make, because you now have something to turn to when it comes to numbers. And like Joy said, you don't have to be no mathematician to be able to do this stuff.
That's right. I went to law school because I stink at math. So that's good.
That's right. She said you only got to add a couple of simple numbers and that's about it. So you can do it.
So, yeah, cool. So she was good. So I guess we should wish everybody out there a very, very happy holiday season and a very happy and safe new year. And I can't wait to hit the ground running with you guys in 2026.
Sounds good.
It sounds good to me. All right. Well, listen, I will reiterate the happy holiday season and happy new year, yada, yada, yada. Thanks to Joy Woodward for joining us today and talking to us about numbers, something that you may want to consider as you head into the new year. And plus, you know, you got calculators on your phone. Even if you're really, really bad at numbers, you've got some assistance.
You can do it.
That's right. Even though you were told that you weren't going to have that when you were a child, you got it now. So stick it to the man. All right. Take care, all. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to Happy Hour with Jonna Spilbor and Carol Pesci. If you missed last weekend's show or want to hear it again, visit the Happy Hour page at 929WBPM.com. There's more life advice, real conversation, and another awesome interview next Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Live better, stress less, and laugh more with Happy Hour on 92.9 WBPM.